Part 4. Literal and Inferential Understanding. Listen to the text carefully and answer questions 11 to 14. For each question, choose the correct answer and write the correct number 1, 2, or 3 in the brackets provided.
Long ago, there was a rose that grew next to a cactus plant. The rose was beautiful and always complained about her neighbor. Sometimes she said it looked like a stick. At other times, she said it was as ugly as a piece of wood. The cactus admired the rose for its beauty and did not mind being told it was not beautiful. It was happy to see a beautiful plant growing next to it. One hot summer, there was no rain for days, and the rose began to wilt. Its lovely petals started to curl as they dried up. The cactus was not affected by the lack of rain at all. A sparrow even came by to dip its beak into the cactus to quench its thirst. Although ashamed of its arrogance earlier, the rose had no choice but to humbly ask the cactus for some water. The kind cactus readily gave her some water, helping her tide through the tough summer. Question 11. What did the rose say about her neighbor? Question 12. Why did the petals of the rose dry up? Question 13. Why did the cactus give the rose some water? Question 14. Which of the following does the story best demonstrate?
Listen to the text again.
Long ago, there was a rose that grew next to a cactus plant. The rose was beautiful and always complained about her neighbor. Sometimes she said it looked like a stick. At other times, she said it was as ugly as a piece of wood. The cactus admired the rose for its beauty and did not mind being told it was not beautiful. It was happy to see a beautiful plant growing next to it. One hot summer, there was no rain for days, and the rose began to wilt. Its lovely petals started to curl as they dried up. The cactus was not affected by the lack of rain at all. A sparrow even came by to dip its beak into the cactus to quench its thirst. Although ashamed of its arrogance earlier, the rose had no choice but to humbly ask the cactus for some water. The kind cactus readily gave her some water, helping her tide through the tough summer. Question 11. What did the rose say about her neighbor? Question 12. Why did the petals of the rose dry up? Question 13. Why did the cactus give the rose some water? Question 14. Which of the following does the story best demonstrate?